This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So the Yankees are bringing back Old Timers Day. They are celebrating the 2000 World Series championship team. Obviously, 25 years later, if you're a Mets fan, you don't have as many good memories from that World Series as the Yankee fan does. But I heard Dave Sims and Susan rattling off all the names last night of guys who are going to be there, and exciting group of names. Roger Clemens returning for the first time. You know, guys like David Justice, of course, Jose Vizcaino, who had the, he was there, not Luis Soho, who had that 50 million popper up the middle to against Al Leiter. But they got a bunch of guys that are showing up. But then Dave goes, Captain, number two, going to make an appearance? And Sousa goes, no, he is not. Now, Derek Jeter said that he doesn't want to see the fans. He doesn't want the fans to see him hit again at this age. And part of me kind of understands that. Because if you leave, and like his final game at Yankee Stadium was so special, and the home run and everything, it's like when you leave on a high note and you're Derek Jeter, and then like you're not hitting baseballs anymore, and you show up at Old Timers Day, and you're a legend. You're out in Monument Park, and then you look like you don't look like the way you used to look. I could totally understand that if you're a guy like Derek Jeter, but he should be there. He should at least be there as the captain of the 2000 Yankees in the middle of their dynasty, or towards the end of the dynasty. But he should be a part of it.
Yeah, he's always been, you know, a little bit different, you know that. This is almost, I don't know, it's a little bit insulting, I think.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, you're one of the great players in the team's history. The fans adore you. They love you every time. That's why you have gone on to become a very good spokesperson, very good steward of the game, somebody who understands the history, especially the history of this franchise. Personally, I think he should be there and he should be a part of it. I'm not saying you do it every year, but at least, you know, when they're, celebrating one of your teams and to me, it's a moot point. I mean, he could still hit if he had to. You know, Roger Clemens is not going to be throwing 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, he goes, and this was last year when he was asked about it. They're not going to see me hit again. No, I'd be afraid to hurt myself, which is another thing I totally understand, but hurting himself.
Why is he the only player that feels this way? Or is he the only player that feels this way?
All right, so I'll give you the other members of the team that are coming.
How about the guys that are not coming, and why aren't they coming? That's what I want to know. Are they saying the same thing? They're for the same reason that Derek Jeter is saying it. Derek's still a young man.
Yeah, no, he is. So you got Clay Bellinger, who's going to be there. Because obviously Cody's, you know, he's his son. That's going to be a cool one. Chris Chambliss, Clemens, David Cone, Dwight Gooden, El Duque, David Justice, pop-up ad, Tino Martinez, Lee Mazzilli, Ramiro Mendoza, Gene Monahan, Paul O'Neill, Andy Pettit, Jorge Posada, Willie Randolph, Mariano, Luis Soho, Alfonso Soriano, Shane Spencer, Mike Stanton, Joe Torre, Vizcaino, and Bernie Williams.
And so they're playing a game.
Yeah, they're playing a game. And I don't even think it, and Al, Derek Jeter's not even going, right? He's not even attending at all. It's not that he's not playing, but like, isn't there part of it though where you're like,
no, part of me is like, I wish you would be a part of it.
No, I mean, I know we want to say, but if you put yourself in his shoes, you're like, I've done everything. Like, I'll show up and celebrate with the team. Do I really need to put the uniform back on again as an old guy and looking like a schlub?
By the way, he's in great shape.
Yeah, we know.
All right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, old timers games are a part of baseball lore. They have been
Yankee
around
lore for sure. For
I mean,
sure,
they've been around forever. A lot of teams do this, and I don't know. I don't want to put myself in his shoes, you know, but it seems like elitist to me.
Ooh.
That's all.
Now, I don't know the answer to this question, but did like the other Monument Park Yankees back in the day play in the old timers game? Like, was the old timers game around when Mickey Mantle would be playing in it? Did that happen? You know, did Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah, I think they all did. I think
because if they all did, that changes my opinion on it. Because like right now, I'm kind of with them. I got to be honest with you. It's like I've done so much. I'll show up. I'll wave.
Yeah, but
whatever.
They all can say that.
Yeah, but not. But he's the man, though. He gets to make those decisions.
Dude, they can all say that.
But these guys want to put the uniform back on again. Derek Jeter's like, I've done everything I could possibly do. Yeah, my legacy is cemented. I'm in Monument Park.
You gave me the list of all the things that we as professional athletes play for, and one of the groups on that list was the fans.
Yeah, that's why you should show up and wave.
I did Google it, and it said Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio played in the 1969 old-timers game after they had not played together since 1951.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. And I don't... Derek Jeter's not going to embarrass himself.
I think he
would put the uniform back on and look just like Derek Jeter when we last saw him. Yeah. That, he's in great shape.
I know he's in great shape. And some of these other guys that are showing up are not, and he
is. And the thing about it is, I'm sure some of these guys, I would imagine Roger Clemens is out in the backyard throwing right now as we speak.
Yeah, getting ready for this thing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Right.
I saw him on a podcast the other day. He was telling some funny stories about stuff, pitching to Tony Gwynn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've disliked Clemens a lot back in the day, but I'm sure he's a blast to be around. I'm sure that he's got like an intensity and he's all these stories and he's really
funny.
How
you like all the old NBA players telling stories?
There is nothing better than that. Like Vernon Maxwell telling a story about Hakeem Olajuwon. There is nothing to me better than stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that all of these guys all have something. Believe me. Like, you know, I told you a few stories last night.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're all... I mean, I'm telling you, you had that group in the palm of your hand last night, man. You were killing it. You were like Shane Gillis at the ESPYs up there last night. They were loving every word, every story, which was great. I don't know. I just show up. You don't have to put the uniform on if you don't want to. You've accomplished everything possible. You've delivered championship after championship.
I don't know. I just think to me again, he was the captain. He was the guy that was embraced by the fans and loved by the fans and still is to this very day. Just it feels a little bit elitist. That's all.
All right. 888-808.
I don't know. Does he have a great relationship with the Yankees? Do you know?
I'm sure he does. I mean, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. You know, A-Rod came here, made more money than him.
They did. They could have not rolled out more of a red carpet for his ceremony and Derek Jeter Day and the monument and everything.
It's completely opposite of that of A-Rod.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but A-Rod's not Jeter, you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask Yankee fans. I just look at it from a different perspective, and I just think that he is who he is. He's a great ball player, great legend, and I don't know. I kind of feel like he should be there, but...
Yeah, now that I hear, though, that, like, Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio played in an old-timers game together, I'm like, all right, if they did, you can. You know what I'm saying? That if those guys... put the uniform back on again, you certainly can. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Joey in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
Good morning, guys. How we doing today?
Good. All right, Joey, are you a Yankee fan? That's what I want to know.
So I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I loved everything Jeter did as a Yankee and as the captain as far as on the field. Like he said, you know, he used to say it too. He shows everything on the field, and he led by example. But I believe that last commercial they had during his retirement year was the biggest farce going. He is not riding subways. He's not riding cabs. He's not greeting the fans. That just wasn't who he was. He was not, come here, let me embrace you. I never saw that in him. I never felt that about him. I was at Baltimore 1 year with my kids. We used to go. We stayed at the hotel. My buddy and I, we were there when the bus came back from Baltimore from the game. They won in 10 innings. We backed off. It's just my son and two little other of his friends. He is the first guy off. We little boys with baseballs and Sharpies. Not tonight, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and Joey.
That's
and
a
I,
tough one. That's a tough one after a game and everything else. That's a tough one.
I just, and that's, you know, one experience, one day. I just, I don't, I'm coming from a perspective of I have not, I was 4 years old when the Mets won a World Series. Other than that, none of my teams have ever won anything in my lifetime. This guy was the leader and captain of a team that was a dynasty while I was in high school. I could not have been more jealous Yankee fan.
I don't know why.
Like, why does he have to?
Maybe he's got a wedding or something else. Maybe there's a conflict or something. I don't know. That could be the case. But I would just say, if there were no conflict and there were no reason for him to miss this,
yeah,
then, you know, it's one day. It's with a lot of your ex-teammates. And it's the celebration in front of the fans again, which I don't know, which is a part of the history of baseball.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, when you get a guy like Joey, who's like, oh, Jeter never embraced the fans. I mean, what else did you want from him, for God's sakes? I mean,
did David Wright?
How many unbelievable moments did this guy give you in championships? And you're telling me that, like, one time he didn't sign a baseball for your kid? You're pissed off? Like, what? I mean, this guy, I would kill to have him. 4 World Series, 5 World Series. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what? In my lifetime.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about this particular event. I mean, he did everything he could as a baseball player to bring championships and certainly, you know, had a very good relationship with his manager and really respected it, and that's what really held the team together, I think. But he also, the Yankees at that point in time, had a lot of really good young players, obviously, but they also added the right free agents. Like, adding Paul O'Neill was great. Adding Scott Brosius was great. Or trades or free agents or whatever they were doing. But he was the ringleader. There's no question.
Mike in North Carolina. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
In regards to Jeter, I think he has a axe to grind with that organization. He does not come back. I think since he's been retired, he's come back for one thing. And I think it has something to do with Cashman leaking that time when he became a free agent. Jeter went to Cashman and said, hey, I'm going nowhere. I want to stay here. And Cashman went and leaked that out to the press. And I think ever since then, Jeter has an axe to grind where he will not show up to anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that he was angry at the time. We all knew that. He didn't go overboard publicly. However, you know, if Derek Jeter returns to Yankee Stadium on Old Timers Day, he's doing that for the fans. He's not doing that for Brian Cashman. And if you're holding that much of a grudge, then I am with Boomer. That does seem elitist and just out of character for a guy like that. I mean, but maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he's a big-time grudge holder. I don't know. It's just odd that he's not there at all. I mean, as far as I know, he's not going to be there
unless
at
there's
all.
A conflict.
Yeah, but I mean,
Somebody in his family or his life is getting married or something like that. I mean, maybe his wife's got something going on. He's got to watch the kids.
Maybe he's going on vacation with Dave Sims, and they're both going to miss it.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go to Matt in New Haven. What's going on, Matt?
Yeah, in regards to Jeter, I mean, I'm 33. You do the math. Little League, like, idolize this guy. And the more I see him, the more, like, the interviews, the documentaries, I'm like, this dude has become such a huge douche. I mean, every time he's talking, he's just like, "What? Why do you have a big dump in your pants every time they're interviewing you on TV?" Sorry, we love you, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting that I mean that's the hottest take of all. You know,
man, that guy should be a talk show host.
You know, dump in the pants, Jeter now a douche. I mean, I don't feel that.
I don't feel
that at all. I mean, I see him on TV. I mean, the guy still. I mean, he still represents and loves the Yankees and the fans. I don't know. I don't see that. Do you see that?
I may see a little bit of an elitist, but yeah, I'm not saying anybody's a douche.
God. How about Tom in Westbury? What's going on, Tom?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good, Tom.
Just one more thing on the Old Timers Day thing.
Yeah.
There's a classic old clip on YouTube where Mantle is batting against Whitey Ford, and he actually hits a home run off of him. Mel Allen was announcing, and the crowd goes absolutely berserk. It's a great old classic Old Timers Day clip.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for that in a break. And, yeah, I guess, I mean, when you put it that way, like, imagine, you know, Jeter homers off of Clemens and the, you know, the old time, or homers off of Pettit. That would be better, like an Old Timers Day. I mean, that would be tremendous. That would be the modern day version of that.
Yeah, it would be great.
You know?
So, I'll stand by what I said.
Yeah. Andrew in Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Andrew?
Yeah, the guy before, you know, hit the nail on the head. Jeter's always been a little douchey, and he's been being a big baby about this. All he's got to do is tell the Yankees, look, I want to bat once, maybe I'll play the field once, and that's it. And it's better to get it out of the way now than 15, 20 years from now. He's a little older, maybe can't move as much. Maybe his ego gets the best of him. He tries to do it, and he embarrasses himself. He gets it over, you know, gets it to take care of once or twice, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah, and there's definitely more. I mean, the Yankee fan would love to see it. I mean, if it was announced that Derek Jeter was playing in the Old Timers Day, I mean, it makes it that much more special.
How old are his kids now?
I'd have to. I mean, I don't think maybe like
just Google 10 it.
10 to 5,
I mean,
or something.
Pretty cool for the kids to come back and hear the fans cheering for their dad, right?
Three daughters and the one son. 2017 is the oldest. So we're talking 8, 6, 4.
Be kind of great for the kids to show up.
8, 6, 4, 2.
Watch dad do his thing when, you know, they weren't around when dad was doing his thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't normally change my opinion on things mid-segment, but I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and hot take you, Skip Bayless. Yeah, I've completely come around on this.
You have?
Completely come around.
Okay.
In the beginning, I'm thinking he's going to put the uniform on. He had a high standard. He doesn't want to go out there and strike out and embarrass himself because
had high standards. No, man, I've been playing softball until I was 60.
I know, but he's Derek Jeter back at Yankee Stadium. His last memory there was amazing. He doesn't want to make a bad memory at Yankee Stadium. He's still so competitive. That's where I was at. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
what really? A douche.
No. What I'm thinking about now is the fact that what happens at the Old Timers Day has nothing to do with his legacy when he was an active player.
No.
And the thing with the kids, you're right. Like, I didn't think about that at all. And then hearing all we had multiple Yankee fans call up and like are soured on his personality.
You look like an entitled little douche.
No,
stop, will you? God, Jesus, Eddie. I mean, anytime we get into this Yankee talk and it goes negative, he goes like,
oh, he loves it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's totally activated. His ears perk up like a German shepherd.
What a douche.
Thaddeus in Vermont. What's going on, Thaddeus?
How's it going? I just wanted to say, listening to all this, it's kind of jarring to listen to Yankees fans call one of the greatest players of all time a douchebag after he's been. I mean, all I'm saying is he's been to Old Timers Day twice now. He does come back. We saw him all World Series. We see photos of him with Anthony Volpe all the time. He's always dapping up the captain. And now people are saying because he doesn't want to play one game, nobody knows where he's going to be that day. He could have a birthday party. He has like 3 kids now.
And just because he won't come play a two-inning baseball game, he's some douchebag and hits the organization. I just think that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised, too, that the Yankee fan is saying that.
Oh, you know, a few Yankee fans. Not every Yankee fan. Just a couple kids that called in.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's more than I thought.
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
I didn't think we'd get anybody saying that. You know, this guy had signed for me.
So what is the title of the old-timers game this year?
Well, they're celebrating the 2000 championship.
Okay.
Where they beat the Mets 25 years ago. Subway Series. So.
I mean, that was the last one.
Well.
For him.
Right. No, because 09, right?
09? Was he?
Yeah, he was on the team in 09.
Okay. Yeah. Man, you would think you'd want to celebrate that.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
I'm not him.
I'm not him.
That's true.
I mean, a guy, you won a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You won a lot. Which, we'll take one more here because it's getting late. Which one do you want?
Go to John.
The first one?
No, on the bottom.
Oh, John in Binghamton. John in Binghamton. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. All right, what's Johnny. Up, what's happening?
All right, so listen. So I'm a huge Mets fan, all right? But I'm also a big sports memorabilia guy. And a few years ago when I was in high school, my father got me some baseballs. We went down to spring training in Port St. Lucie. And I had one baseball left, and I brought it on the plane with me. Or I wanted to bring it on the plane. My father said, no, just leave it in baggage claim. So long story short, I wound up sitting next to Derek Jeter on this plane. And the guy could not have been nicer to me. And I told him, I said, listen, I was going to bring a baseball on the plane in case I saw somebody, but I left it in my bag. And he said, oh, man, that sucks. The guy waited for me at baggage claim just so he could sign a baseball for me.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know who that other guy said. I mean, now, this was earlier in his career. He hadn't really made it yet. But the guy couldn't have been nice.
Well, that's a major detail. You got to put it in context.
You left out there. Major detail. I mean, this is when he was in single A, you know? Come on, man. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I just wanted to get somebody actually who was going to say something nice.
But he did. He did.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, it's so tough when you're that famous. Like, you're not going to have a good day all the time, I can imagine.
Exactly. I understand.
Some people are going to meet you, and you're like, yeah, that wasn't a good situation. He seemed angry, blew me off. Another said, this guy's the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. You know, it's just all, you know.
And when I have a bad day like that, I just tell people I'm Phil Simms, and I don't sign autographs.
All right. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
He's a douche.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, there are times where I just want a simple answer to a simple question. And, you know, one of our very complicated engineers walked into the studio over there where Al and Eddie sit.
Well, he's the complicated engineer. He's not one of a group of complicated engineers.
I know we were with a bunch of electricians yesterday.
Yes, yes.
All those guys probably have been shocked 1,000 times.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
I think Apri has been shocked a few times. I do think that. I think because of what he does for a living. I asked him one simple question, and it's... There's a monitor above Eddie's head in that part of the studio over there. And we all want to know, what does that mean? What is that monitor telling us? And that monitor is telling us that we are on the air and our antenna is working wherever our antenna is.
Yeah.
And I just asked him a question. I said, is there a wire going from this building to wherever that stick is, the antenna? And then he went into this long dissertation about copper wires in China. And fiber optics, wireless, microwave, and I couldn't get an answer. I never got an answer. Some sort of connection from this building to that that antenna.
The answer I think was no. That's what I got from him.
What did you guys get?
It's not an actual wire connection.
Coming out of his mouth was, there is a wire connection, but I did not believe that.
But it's not copper. They're cables now.
I don't think there's anything connecting this building to that tower. I think it's all...
waves.
Yeah, radio waves.
Yeah. I mean, that would be...
Where are the radio waves coming from?
I mean, think about that. How would you have to... You'd have to dig underground a wire from here to the stick...
I don't know. Look, here he comes.
Oh, there
he
is. Steve Everett. Do you want him in here?
Just give us, like, can you dumb it down? Can you just sit down there and
put
dumb
your microphone
it down
on.
And just answer the question without going into, like, all this engineering dissertation?
Well, ask him the question again.
Is there a wire that is connected from where we are here, especially where you work back in engineering, that is connected to our antenna?
Yes.
Okay. And how is that wire connected? Like, Gio wants to know, how is
someone
that wire connected?
Dug, like, underground all the way here from there?
We had something like that at one point. There was, like I was explaining to Boomer before, there was copper, physical copper, that actually ran between the building and the transmitter sites all the way up the Empire State Building to the, you know, for the FMs and for you guys out to High Island up there in the Bronx. You guys have your own. First of all, WFAN has its own island.
That's what we're talking about.
Off of the coast of the Bronx.
Can we ship out
there? That houses its own antenna.
Can we build a prison there?
But there was physical copper running between the building and that place. We gave that up.
Who did that, though? Like, who went? Was it just
the phone company? This is why I asked the question.
The phone company back in the day, the marvelous phone company, put copper everywhere. There was copper.
That was AT&T Bell or whatever.
The Bell system had copper from everybody's house, from your house out of Long Island, from your house, everybody's house, back to the central station. There was copper, and that
where's
copper,
that copper today?
Yeah, that's very valuable stuff.
But where is that copper today?
That copper is in China.
China.
You know that. We talked about that. Where does all of the scrap metal go?
Go to
the phones,
it
man.
It goes to PASCAP.
Yeah. Exactly. And that stuff is going over in containers over to China. Or
China.
Other places like Africa that.
Africa is like a Reddit message board that came to life.
All right. So what we do have, something that is connected to our island.
Yeah, we have multiple paths to the transmitter.
All right.
If one fails, cuts over to the other one, and right. we get alarms and that screen
and
over
that
there.
And that monitor above Eddie's head in there is what it tells you whether or not we're up and we're running.
Yeah, and it tells you what path we're taking to the transmitter
site. What path are we taking now?
Yeah, you walk in the morning, 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, you look at that screen and you're like, holy mackerel, lightning struck overnight. We're on the wireless path to the transmitter. So, you know, you spend the day out there figuring out what the heck happened and, you know, you get back on your primary lane.
Does it get hit by lightning a lot?
Not hit by lightning, but that island up in the Bronx
yes.
is subject to a lot of, you know, bad conditions.
Bad weather,
raccoons, all sorts of stuff.
raccoons, really?
Raccoon infestation.
Really?
Rabid.
Get out of here.
Rabid raccoons. Yeah, I went up there. Check it out. We bought these traps and poison to kill the raccoons.
Mm. Yeah.
All the poison, the traps arrived here. Dennis sent it back.
Why?
He's like, you need a license in New York State to kill rodents. I'm like, yeah, right.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
well,
I guess so.
Apparently you do, and we weren't allowed to do it. But yeah, we've got raccoons.
The good news is that New York City has a rat czar. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, okay. That didn't alleviate the problem for us, though.
No, it probably just increased the problem with the raccoons as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, who's really? The greatest of all time engineer that's worked here?
The greatest engineer of all time that has worked here.
Who was like the guy that you guys aspire to be? Like, man, you know, so-and-so taught me this. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do the things I do.
He wasn't here. It was a guy at WOR years ago. There was this, like the Yoda of engineering.
His name is Art Marco. Stick engineering.
He taught generations of engineers.
Art Marco
from Jackson Heights, Queens. He was a Bell Laboratories engineer, one of the greatest ever. He was the Yoda of engineering. Taught generations of engineers.
I knew there'd be an answer to that.
Used to go to his house and study on Sundays.
Is it true there's an engineer
that's
in Philadelphia?
Weird.
What do you mean
you went to his house on Sundays?
He used to go out to his house on Sundays.
And this is like engineering study?
You know, yeah, this guy had like a house packed with the most insane, incredible equipment. He was like, it was like Grandpa from the Munsters basement.
It's like you are house. Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable, man. This guy has incredible stuff.
You come across as a really smart individual.
Thank you.
But you tend to twitch a lot. And I'm just wondering, have you been shocked a lot in your business?
Twitch a lot. What do you mean? Like I'm moving around a lot?
Like, well, yeah, you twitch like and stuff. It's just a natural thing about.
I've been electrocuted a number of times. As a young man.
I knew it.
Climbing up on the roof of houses in Garden City, yes. Shooting off those rockets. And one time I went up and grabbed a rocket on the roof of some house and got blown off the roof of the house. I can't believe I'm still
alive.
What
kind of rocket?
Like back in 1976. It was like one of those Estes rockets.
Has anybody passed away from electric?
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why there's got to be two men or a man and a woman at the transmitter site
is people.
There's got to be somebody there to pull out the body. You know, constantly putting our lives on the line. 50,000 watts of power.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. This stuff stings.
Hey, man, this is no joke, man.
Yeah.
No, I was out there on a rainy day at your transmitter site with an umbrella up. I got fried. My hand got burned. Yeah, fried. I get fried often, as you know. That's just unbelievable.
I've known you for 18 years, and I knew. I always wanted to ask you that question.
When you say the transmitter's at High Island, that's not your house, right? Because isn't that the nickname for your home,
High Island? I get to go to an island called High Island.
Yeah. You're moving in.
Do you have a favorite memory of yours working here on remotes or anything like that?
Turn my mic on's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, I mean, you are responsible for the turn my mic on one.
Yes, I am.
Is that like an all-time high moment for you?
I don't know if it's all-time high, but I mean, I loved working with Mike, and Mike was so passionate, he could yell at me, you know, and do whatever he wanted to, like you can, as you have. And if I respect the talent, I can take the heat.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of folks that would bark that crap at me, and I do not.
Hey, I'll just do it live, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it the way I want to do it. If we can't do it the way I need to get it done, then we're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what was one of the craziest things? When you walked into Jets camp, and you're like, Apria, I've been driving here for like the past hour and a half. We're off the air! Do you remember that?
Yes,
and
I do.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there. I've already been on the air with a warm-up show for like an hour and a half, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. We're off the air. I'm like, I'm in trouble. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to lose my job.
You're damn straight.
He gave me a heart attack. It gave me a heart attack that
All right,
I
well, was really, and you were kidding him?
Of course he was. Oh, yeah. No, no, okay. But you know what? He had one of those serious, he had one of those HD serious radios on.
Oh, yeah.
And it had switched to a different mode, and he thought the fan was off the air.
Oh, so you messed it with him, but there was some truth.
But I came in there and then I laid into him.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Crazy. That was an Aaron. That was the day that Aaron Rodgers came in late. Remember that?
Yeah, he was upset, too. Everybody was upset.
That was a rough day. That was a rough 20 minutes there.
Yeah.
Steve, is it true there's an engineer in Philadelphia named Dick Bag?
Yeah, there was. Dick Bag.
Dick Bag.
One of the greats. He wasn't the engineer, but, you know, Dick Bag was a great man.
This is true, by the way. Yeah. People think we're kidding.
Dick Bag.
Please tell me where my Richard. Dick Bag.
He insisted on being called Dick.
And he was, I mean, I have an email from Dick Bag, B-A-G-G-E, but Dick good Bag. Man. Yeah, good man.
Looking forward to working with you guys. Looking forward to our next outing. And looking forward to the golf outing.
Yeah, the golf outing. Yeah, it's always
the greatest bathrooms in the wall and in the world. At some point, we have to talk about that. You know, the sportscasters of the world, they rate the food at the stadiums around the world. Engineers. We rate the bathrooms.
And nobody has a better bathroom setup than Glen Oaks.
The Glen Oaks bathroom charms things right from you.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
It is. Right. It's a very special place.
You sit in that toilet with copper wire coming out of you, right?
We actually like the golf course. He likes the
bathroom. I love the bathroom.
Well, Steve, it's great talking to you.
Great hanging with you guys. Looking forward to our next outing. We've got some great stuff coming up.
All right. Indeed. Summer camp. Yes, very good. It's Steve Atria.
There you go.
Engineer,
I told you. I told you. You didn't believe
me. Number of times. Martin Travers is in there now going, when's my shot? God's sake. See, he's got 15 minutes with Atria.
Yeah. Now the engineers are
They're all lining
like ants.
Up. Yeah. I mean, he was natural there, Steve. Like, he, you know.
Yeah.
He did not clam up at all.
Around it for 40 years, right?
No, yeah, but still. I mean, there are lots of guys.
But there are engineers. Those are the guys that keep us on the air right there.
And Martin's a veteran. He put a fire out in Astoria, saved the place from burning down.
Didn't he save a life, too, last month or 2 months ago?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did at our remote.
Marty knows is that the more you can do, the more likely you are to stay around.
Can't believe him, Jerry, they save lives. They don't tell anyone.
Yeah. Well, those are the real men, you know?
Jerry's a hero. And we tried to amplify that, and he just... didn't want any part of that.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It matters to me and the person that it worked out
Jerry,
for.
Jerry, you're always the one saying this could be our last day.
That's
and
true.
And you stopped the guy from having it be his last day.
That is. Yeah, and he went over to Sirius and got a job. You know, that man could have been
dead. Guy's still working.
That is very
because
true.
Because you saved his life.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I don't think he did.
No.
I had lunch with him about a month ago, actually.
Did you?
I did. Spitz.
You looking for a new job?
I had lunch with him a month ago.
Oh, so you must say
no. I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was very nice to catch up. Hmm. What? What was that face for?
I wouldn't think.
I like Eric.
I like Eric too, but
I'm not having lunch with him.
I'm just surprised that you sought him out for a lunch.
I was staying in the city, and it was a good time to catch up. Why not?
Okay.
Catch up on what?
Life.
Job offers?
No.
No?
That actually was not even discussed.
No openings?
I have no idea. Was talking about, I know, because I know Jay was again with the face.
Like someone like, I'd like tell him, he's like, what'd you do that for? It was like he'd be waving, like someone waved a plate of turds underneath his face. I mean, that was just a really, really bad decision. I saw it a different way, Eric.
He also was classic for knowing the answer before he asked you the question.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was the pits. That's the one thing I didn't like.
Yeah.
Did you miss that call? The third inning last night? No, I don't think so. No, you did. I already know. What are you asking me for? Classic.
Just wanted to make sure that you knew that he knew.
Like, he thought he was an interrogator. That was the thing.
Yes, to a certain degree.
Where were you on the night of the 13th? And then I was home. No, you weren't. You were at Walmart putting a body in this dumpster. And here's the video.
That is Eric, yes.
All right, Jerry, we'll see you next hour,
right
I guess,
on.
Huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I should know this, but I don't know why, that there are lots of Italian restaurants that are in the city and out east that start with Dopo. I don't know why, but there's like a Dopo Argento. There's a...
Dopo Ponte. And then there's one up in Sag Harbor, too. The right. The Dopo Ponte is the one in Bridgehampton. Very good.
Yeah.
Dopo Argento, which I ate at the other day, was awesome.
So there's one in Sag Harbor. This is why I'm bringing this one up. Yeah. Dopo La Spiaggia.
Right. And that's back behind the American Hotel. Yes.
Would you believe me if I told you they have a drink on the menu that is worth $8,000?
I would not be surprised.
$1,000 martini. Now, how is this possible? Because this martini comes
with gold,
with a diamond tennis bracelet that is on the olive stick.
And you get to keep it?
Yes.
Of course.
So, I mean, I tell you, this is genius. Now, I don't know how many of these they have.
I wonder if they're in partnership with London Jewelers.
They actually, I think they do have a partnership. I don't know if it's with London Jewelers. I also think they're in the jewelry business as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
These folks, as I was reading about it. So they probably have many of them. But let me tell you why this is genius. They're going to sell a gazillion of these things. Because you get, first of all, one martini. I'm booking a trip to like Abu Dhabi sometimes. You know, I'm like, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's do this. This is great. Let's go. It's just you get all fired up, you know. Summertime Hamptons.
I'm not a martini guy.
Get a drink in you.
Yeah.
Then you're there with your lady and be like, oh, it's 8,000. You get all the people with a lot of wealthy people out there. And if it's like a date where you're trying to get the, you know, the third base and beyond, that'll do it.
I think it's more of a anniversary.
Or you get but that's, you know, for the real wealthy folks.
Yeah.
And then if you get like the marriage and the anniversary thing, it's there too. I mean, you slap an $8,000 martini and a diamond tennis bracelet on a menu in Sag Harbor. It's genius.
So if you and Gina went there for your anniversary and you sat down and you didn't really get her anything. Let's say you didn't get her anything. And she's a little annoyed that you didn't give her a present.
Yeah.
And you sit down and you know that she likes a good martini.
She does.
And you call ahead and you say, you know, listen, I'm going to set this up and this is going to be a little surprise for her.
Mm.
So she's going to be mad at me going in, but she's going to come out really happy. And who knows what's going to happen after that?
Yeah, we'll probably be both asleep by 8:30. Yeah, I listen, eight grand's a little steep for me, but I did get her not quite an $8,000 one, but I did for a anniversary get her a tennis bracelet, but it wasn't that expensive, but it was, you know, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, I mean, you're, I mean, come on.
That's a great idea, actually.
It's a great idea.
It is.
You're going to see other people
copy this. I wonder how many they'll sell.
Yeah, I mean, it just started the beginning of this month, so I don't know. So as of July 5th, they sold three.
Okay.
When they started at the beginning of the month.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so you now, you know, project that out. It's probably, it could be close to 10 now. Right?
Could be. Now that we're promoting it.
Well, yeah. Maybe they'll give us a free one. You never know. Show up.
Well, there. I think Tuto's got to respond to this now.
Oh, Tuto, Giorno, is just an all-time
place. Come on now. That's got to, they got to respond.
One of my, you told me about that for the first time for, I think it was an anniversary or maybe Gina's birthday. One of the best meals I've ever had, hands down. Went out there
in
the first
Southampton.
Time. In Southampton. Yes. Yeah. I'll never forget that. I can taste it right now.
The one up in Bridgehampton's just as good, bro.
So what is Dopo? Where does that come from? I got to, like what, Dopo, what is Dopo?
I think it means after in Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have three dopos out there.
Three dopos. We got two dopos in here. All right, that's,
it's sometimes three.
Yeah, right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.